Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
While you've been out, while you've been at work, while you've been taking care of stuff, we've compiled a composite of the latest and biggest stories of the day to help you get caught up. This is 830 News on the Go.
With the Wednesday 830 on the Go, I'm Taylor Rivera. Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey makes Time Magazine's list of most influential people of 2026. Minnesota clergy demand emergency funding for HCMC, and a staple along the north shore of Lake Superior gets a major renovation. But first, Minnesota Senior Senator Amy Klobuchar says it's time for President Trump to end his war with Iran.
He's asking taxpayers to shell out $200 billion for a war he promised he wouldn't start. And, you know, that $200 billion could go toward bringing down our debt. It could go toward extending the tax credits to help people pay for insurance, for their health insurance for 7 years.
Klobuchar tells WCCO Radio's Vanita Sakar that Minnesota farmers are again paying the price along with across-the-board tariffs. The new CEO of Hennepin Healthcare is sharing his thoughts on the new role and the future of Minnesota's only safety net hospital. John Cumming didn't want to talk about cuts, instead described his thought process going forward.
We adapt to the environment in which we are operating. Currently, the environment is placing tremendous challenges on the organization and many organizations across the country.
He's a trauma surgeon who worked at HCMC for 19 years and was the interim CEO from 2019 to 2020. He's most recently been teaching students at St. Thomas about the U.S. healthcare system. Minnesota clergy gathered at the state capitol to demand emergency funding for HCMC. Religious leaders describing the hospital as a vital linchpin for regional trauma care for the uninsured. Senior Minister of Unity Church in St. Paul, Reverend Dr. Oscar Sinclair.
To be clear, this is a policy crisis and it is a moral crisis about how we care for our neighbors. And so we need the state government here in Minnesota to find a way to keep this vital resource in our community.
The group also met with legislators to discuss potential policy solutions and financial support to stabilize the hospital's future, though there's still no word on an official plan. Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey has landed on Time Magazine's annual list of most influential people of 2026. The publication, citing Frey's three terms leading the city through the murder of George Floyd and the aftermath, COVID, and most recently, the largest federal occupation of immigration agents on the ground in one city. They say his demeanor gave way to raw frustration at times after Renee Good was shot and killed in January. It was Frey who famously told ICE agents at a press conference to, quote, get the F out of Minneapolis. Less than a month later, Alex Preddy was gunned down in a similar fashion. Voters in the Wayzata School District have approved a nearly $5 million referendum. The money will go toward building expansions, including a new elementary and middle school, as well as tech and safety upgrades, and a new 8-lane pool at the high school. The building expansions look to make room for nearly 1,000 students in an effort to keep up with growth. Students at Spring Lake Schools will return to class tomorrow after a ransomware attack resulted in a 2-day district-wide closure.
The district says there are lingering technology issues, but the core systems like phones, building security, and other building functions are back online. Spring Lake Park Schools adds that they have no evidence of personal information being affected, that they're working with state law enforcement as well as the FBI as part of an investigation.
That's WCCO's Mark Frey reporting. Ramsey County has announced a new economic development plan to revitalize downtown St. Paul.
Approved unanimously by the board, Building Stronger Together is a $320 million investment. Mayor Cully Herr.
A strong downtown St. Paul is essential to a strong region. The investment we are talking about today will help bring more people, more energy, and more opportunity into the heart of our city.
The plan focuses on two areas, selling county-owned land and building up the downtown area. Ramsey County Manager Lynn Becker.
It is a focused, high-impact strategy. It expands our tax base, accelerates housing, and strengthens our economy without increasing our property tax levy. We're using funds already in place.
In St. Paul, Ari Bergeron, News Talk 830 WCCO.
A staple along the north shore of Lake Superior, the Split Rock Lighthouse is going through a major renovation project to alleviate moisture issues. Site manager Hayes Scriven.
Because we're in northern Minnesota and it's cold, and specifically in the winter months, things freeze. And then it thaws and it freezes and thaws, and that causes cracking and deterioration of the bricks and the concrete around the building.
Not only are they planning to repair some of the damage, but also put in an HVAC system.
We're installing these sensors that will monitor the moisture within the wall cavities and in the overall building and try to maintain it at the certain level that we want it to be at.
He says the plan is to have everything completed by the end of June. Well, so much for Minnesota Nice. Red Sox outfielder Jaron Duran directed an obscene gesture toward a fan at Target Field last night as he returned to the dugout after a fifth-inning groundout in Boston's 6-0 loss to the Twins. Duran has spoken about his past struggles with mental health, and he says the fan told him to kill himself. Duran says he, quote, shouldn't react like that, but he called the fan's comment triggering. Duran discussed bouts with severe depression and a suicide attempt in a Netflix series that debuted last year. Boston manager Alex Cora said he didn't witness the incident and hadn't reviewed a video of it. Finally, the number 2 overall selection in the WNBA draft, point guard Olivia Miles, was introduced by the Minnesota Lynx today. She's a nature lover, a game, film, and data junkie. She has a cat and is a self-described video game nerd. But most importantly, she strives for social justice, and being in Minnesota is perfect for her.
I'm excited to, again, join a franchise in a culture who aligns with me and my beliefs and gives me a platform to spread, you know, whatever message that I want to spread. So I can't wait to meet the people in the communities who will actually be impacted by me and my presence here.
The Lynx are scheduled to begin training camp this Sunday, April 19th. Thanks for listening to WCCO's 830 On The Go. You can find each day's On The Go and all of our podcasts at WCCORadio.com or by downloading the Odyssey app. I'm Taylor Rivera, News Talk 830 WCCO.
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator and my friend Craig Thomas.
Follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.